You are listening to Concert Blast.
Oklahoma, and I work for Aerosmith, and I do merchandising, and you're listening to ConcertBlast.com.
I'm Tammy Tate with Music and More, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Lori Upchurch with Music and More, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Dave Smith from 09, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Hello, my name's John Ross, and I'm here listening to Aerosmith from Sweet Home, Alabama, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Crystal Dane, I'm from Warrensboro, Kentucky, and I listen to Concert Blast.
Luke Stein's from Knoxville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Jody, I'm from 09, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Duncan Houston from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Jennifer Trousdale.
I'm Carol Moore.
I'm Heather Taylor from Tupelo, Mississippi, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Kobe. I'm from Kentucky, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Cindy. You're listening to ConcertBlast.com, and I'm here to see Aerosmith.
My name's Miss B. I'm in Starwood, and I'm watching Aerosmith, and I'm listening to the Blast.
Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with our special guest
Michael Fulgham
and Tom Thompson. Guys, unfortunately Mike Carter wasn't able to join us at this wonderful, fantastic show, which was
we are reviewing the Aerosmith show at Starwood Amphitheater, Antioch, Tennessee. Really Nashville, but Antioch.
It was a fun night, wasn't it?
It was a fun night. It was a cold night. It was a wet night.
Wet night. And windy too. Oh, yeah. Add that in there.
I was expecting snow at any time.
It was tell you,
drizzly rain in the low 40s.
You by better
the time
believe
it. Got on.
Not your ideal weather for a outdoor venue.
No, not at all.
Great show.
Of course, first thing you're going to see when you click on concertblast.com is some pictures that I've taken, and I hope you enjoy it. The guys that I've been working with said they are excellent. And they are right.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah. But awesome. But I tell you what, the stage for Aerosmith was set somewhat like this. It was basically set in a huge T with a aisleway coming out into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a limitation because you got concrete floors and, you know, nailed to the floor seating. It kind of limits what they can do, but that's it. And I was luckily anchored right in, if you're facing the stage, the right-hand corner where all of it meets up.
Joe Perry's side.
So on Joe Perry's side.
That's right.
On that.
It looked like the audience was your old diehard fans from back in the 70s.
I would say the crowd ranged from early 20s to late 40s.
In fact, we met one of the ladies that had brought her 16-year-old son with her.
That's right.
And interviewed them right before the show. She was fun to talk to and
had a good old time.
Looking forward to a concert.
That's right. And the birthday girl, too.
Yeah.
The girls out there.
The girls from Tupelo.
Tupelo.
Yeah.
Here's a few people that we talk about at the Aerosmith show. We are just waiting for our photo passes right now. We're going to walk out here and talk to a few
few people. I may come with you and I may not, man. Sorry. We're still waiting here, absolutely.
Because
I'm going to miss my photo opportunity.
No, you're not going to miss that. That's right. Okay, Brian. You can just do your thing.
Besides that, you want your media passes, too.
I do want that. I can't get in there. That's right.
Go out there and don't go too far.
That's right. Yeah, it's a little rainy, kind of messy, a little drizzly out here. It's a little crazy, but we're going to go out here and talk to a few people for right now and see if they're excited to see Aerosmith tonight. Hey, guys, y'all want to talk to us for a minute?
Sure.
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Josh Spurlock, from right here, Nashville.
Here in Nashville. Okay, and you are?
I am Donna Osborne from Nashville.
From Nashville, and you?
I am Coleman Fincham from Nashville, born and raised.
All right, who y'all here to see?
I'm here to see Aerosmith. I saw him when I was 17. This is my son. He just turned 16, and I want to introduce these guys to some good rock and roll.
There you go. That is great. All right, guys. Thanks for talking to us. All right, y'all have a good time. Hey, guys, y'all want to talk to us for a minute?
Sure.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Mickey, and I'm from Crossville, Tennessee.
Wow, did you drive away from Crossville to see who tonight?
Because I've never seen Aerosmith.
Who are you with here?
Mickey English, Clarksville, Tennessee.
Twin sisters!
That's right.
But y'all live in opposite directions, though, right?
That's right.
I'm stationed at Fort Campbell, so.
Okay, I can understand that. Good deal. All right, y'all have a good time. Thanks. What's your name? Where are you from?
Sandra Holmes. I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi, and it's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. So you drove all the way up from Mississippi to see the show?
Yes. My friend Carol Moore has been trying to get me to come with her to one of these shows for a while.
Wow. That's very cool. Very cool. And you're with, you said her name, but I'm going to let her introduce her, okay?
Carol Moore from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Wow. So you drove up together?
All four of us.
All four of you. All right. What's your name?
Jennifer Trousdale.
I better know where you're from.
Tupelo.
All right, we got one more girl here.
What's your name?
Heather Taylor.
I've been to Aerosmith many times.
All right, so you're excited to see him, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Good deal. And happy birthday. That's right.
Thank you.
It's just good happy birthday, isn't it?
Thank
good deal. Y'all enjoy the show. Okay, we just got our media passes, and we are ready to rock and roll getting in the venue here at Aerosmith. The last show of Starwood, too. Hey, man, what's your name, man? You out here in the rain. You're a security man. What's your name?
John Fitzgerald.
Where are you from, John?
Nashville, Tennessee.
They going to let you see the show at all? Or?
Yeah, I can see it from right here. Just fine.
One of our cards. We're a concert blast, man. Check us out. Tell your friends. How y'all doing tonight? What's your name? Where you from?
Jody. I'm from Oneida.
Who you with here?
This is my daughter.
Jade. Jade Smith from Oneida.
All right. What's your favorite Aerosmith song? Or songs, I should say.
Sweet Emotions.
Yeah, Sweet Emotions probably going to play tonight, I'd say.
I hope so.
Most definitely. y'all got seats?
Oh, yeah.
Good. There you go. All right, guys. Y'all have a good time, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for talking to us. Right, hey, man, what's your name? Where are you from?
Tammy Tate. I'm from Nashville.
Hey, we met Tammy earlier in the show there. She is with?
Music and More.
That's right. You got a photo pass, too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And you are with?
Music and More.
And what's your name?
Lori Epchurch.
So are you here just to take pictures, or who are you here to see?
Actually, I'm here just to get all the information to write the articles up, and definitely here to see Steven Tyler.
There you go. What about you?
I'm here to take the pictures.
It's okay that Aerosmith's going to be here, right?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's cool. So, y'all just write articles about the show?
Pretty much. Yeah, we're just now getting our publication up and running. This will be our third publication.
So you don't mind free publicity then, right?
Not at all.
Hopefully our producer, Mike Arnold, he couldn't make it tonight, so we've got a guest host. His name's Mike, too. Just a little cold, right?
Just a little bit.
At least it stopped raining, though.
Thankfully.
Very true. Okay. Pretty cool. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. What's your name? Where are you from?
Starla, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Isn't that a little far from Tennessee?
Yeah, just a little.
But do you travel with Aerosmith?
Yes, I do.
Wow. So how long have you been traveling with them?
Well, actually, I traveled with them since January. But not. I took a couple months off, and now I'm back out here again.
Do you work for Aerosmith?
Yeah, we work for Aerosmith. Merchandising for Aerosmith.
So then y'all got all kinds of good stuff here.
Yep, we got blinky lights. We got dog tags, laminates, poker chip keychains, you name it, we got it.
Man, looks good, man. Looks good. All right. Wow, she's looking. She's got some stuff on.
You bet I had
this. Wow, you must be part of the fan club.
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Cindy from Alabama.
Oh, wow. Did you drive up from Alabama for the show tonight?
I bet I did. I'd drive anywhere.
Oh, wow. Who are you here with?
John.
John, I guess you're the same place with this lady, right?
Yeah.
All right, man. It's like these guys have got VIP passes. They got all kinds of of Aerosmith merchandise. So I guess you're here to see Aerosmith tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's good.
Wow. So what's a couple songs that you just hoping that Aerosmith's going to play tonight?
Oh, Janie's Got a Gun and Walk This Way and Pink. I love Pink.
Yeah. A little train wouldn't hurt either way.
Oh, you bet.
No, that'd be all right. Rolling, right? I heard that.
Thank you, guys. Hey, guys, how we doing?
Good.
Media.
What's up?
Media, what's up? What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny, what are you here for, Jenny?
Oh, I'm
just... You're getting work in here, right?
Yep, I'm working here.
Oh, but you're not bad coming to this show, do you?
No, not at all.
Oh, who are you here to see?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Me too. That's right. What's your name?
Me, Miss B.
Miss B.
Miss B.
Does everybody know you out there in the world by Miss B?
Yes. Everybody in Smyrna knows
Miss B. Wow. So they're paying you to do this, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. You get to see a show and you get paid too.
Sure.
Y'all have a good time, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, guys, here we go. Show's fixing to start. We'll bring it to you here in just a minute. Yep, I tell you what, those people are excited, aren't they?
They were.
Tom, you want to describe how these guys came out that night?
Well, we saw this big, huge white curtain. I mean, huge. I mean, it covered the whole entire stage.
Like a big parachute type.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we're like, okay, so they really teased us for a while to get the show started because they started throwing in small little clips of several of their hits. I mean, you kept on hearing this kind of like screeching type, jungle type music too.
Mr. Mike Folgium here told me, he said they kind of had like a speedometer revving up and stuff like that, and they kept showing bits and pieces of the band throughout their history.
Right. Just, yeah.
Some old black and white shots, like a timeline.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
exactly.
I could not quite make it out because I was so close.
You hate that, don't you?
I just hated it for myself.
That's right. I mean, I thought the whole background and everything looked really cool. I mean, it was ready for a show.
Crowd was on their feet. It was starting to come alive.
Oh, yeah. And just before they dropped this big white curtain, crowd was just screaming their heads off. Then they just broke into
a good old 1975 tune, Toys in the Attic.
Little things you know.
Song to start off. I could thought of a couple of songs that you might have started off with, but not a bad song.
Well, that was a very recognizable tune, though, for any Aerosmith fan.
Very true.
I'd say if you don't know Toys, you don't really know who Aerosmith is.
Right.
That's right.
Now, exactly.
They came out, Stephen looking his typical rock and roll. He had like a long, kind of leather suede jacket, like three-quarter jacket down to his ankles. Because it was cold, brother.
It was cold. It was.
And he, of course, scarves wrapped around his black. Yeah. Black shirt.
Red, black leather pants and sunglasses.
Sunglasses. He was cool.
Well, and Joe wore his typical attire, which is black leather head to foot, man. That's pretty much what he wore.
He had that white silk shirt there, too.
Yeah. And that little red bandana-looking or scarf that was around him that gave him some color.
And these guys like a lot of jewelry, too, for some reason.
Yes, they do.
A lot of jewelry.
Stephen couldn't wait to get out on the end of that stage, could he?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man. Just boom.
And then, of course, right after Toys in the Attic, he went to something off the very, very first Aerosmith album, which was Walking the Dog.
Tell you what, that was just great to hear live. I mean, it's one of those songs that you always hope that Aerosmith's going to play, and I mean, it definitely got the energy of the crowd going, didn't it?
Well, I liked it because the screen, they had a media screen. Of course, it was a smaller media screen because there are some limitations on under the shed there, but it had like Joey Kramer over the face of a dog.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
kind of weird looking.
Like a dog-faced man. Speaking of the screen, though, I thought it was very nice. It was
very clear.
Very clear.
And what's so great about that, you can be like staring at Stephen or Joe or somebody up on the stage, and they'll be up on the big screen right behind you.
Right, right. I mean, they really had a good video camera crew there for sure.
And it's so great because you're sitting in one location, you can be seeing them from another angle at the same time. It's
even great. Behind them.
Even behind them.
Yeah,
right?
One thing that really surprised me, they had this girl the entire show taking pictures. And she walked anywhere she wanted to on that stage.
Yeah, and actually came out on the stage, out on the end of the stage several times.
Yes.
Sat at the corner of the drum set.
Very out of place. I mean, this girl just went
distracting. I think I saw her because she was under the drum kit when they first started out, and then she started moving around. Yeah.
Very strange. I mean, I never saw somebody have that much access anywhere they wanted to go on stage while they were performing.
Well, I would guess she's part of the Aerosmith entourage to be able to do that.
Have to, but it just didn't look nice. I mean,
yeah, a little distracting, but nevertheless, yeah. I mean, she probably got some great shots.
I bet she did.
I guess she ought to stage.
That's right. So this next song, which was a kind of a surprise, I wasn't expecting it, off the Get a Grip album, which was Eat the Rich. And I just can't be no humor.
Steven Tyler came in front of the stage, and of course I wasn't there to see it because they didn't flash it up on the media screen either. But he pulled up his shirt and he had "Bite Me" written on his chest for some reason.
Because it almost looked like it was written with like lipstick or
something like that.
I don't know if it was a political comment or what it might be.
But it was during this song that he actually took that long coat off, wadded it up, and threw it out in the crowd, which was a
very nice
keepsake for someone. Towards the end of the song there, when Joe Perry took the neck of the guitar, turned it upside down, and placed it on the floor.
He was messing with the tuning pages going, yeah. I don't know why he was doing it. He was doing it.
Yep. I'm surprised it didn't break.
But right from Eat the Rich, they went into crying.
One song you definitely could hear the crowd singing too. Yeah, one thing I thought that was cool that Steven Tyler, you know, walked up behind the stage part area behind the drum set. Next thing you knew, you could start seeing lasers coming out into the crowd, green lasers. Pretty cool, man. So in after that song, it was a song that they played. It's not their song.
Where's an old song called "Baby Please Don't Go"?
And I have to tell you, now that was, they could definitely probably let that song out.
Guys, anytime we speak here, it's our own opinion, nobody else's, so take it as that. All right.
That's true.
We are very long time fans of Aerosmith, and you're going to hear it straight up from us. I ain't going to lie to you. But there again, you got a band that's been out there like 35 years.
That's right.
So there's a lot of history, and there's a lot of stuff I wanted to hear that I didn't, and there's some stuff I heard that I was kind of shocked that they play.
With all their music repertoire that they have, I'd much rather have heard Pink or Jamie's Got a Gun or something that was very recognizable.
Yeah, because they've got so many hits, like you say. You know, it's like, okay, maybe a little bit of it, but again, the probably the biggest problem that I had with the song, and again, I'm not trying to be negative, is they played it, and they played it, and it just dragged on and on.
But it is nice to hear Steven play that harmonica. He can play that thing, right?
That was one of the highlights of that, for sure. And what's funny about it, he threw it into the crowd, man. I went, wow.
I'm just never in the right place at the right time.
It was on your side, too,
by
the
way.
But I was gone by then.
I didn't even go on yet.
Besides that, when somebody slobbered in a harmonica, I really don't want it that way. They went right from this song called
Stop Messing Around. You know, it was fun again for a while, you know, but
the positive thing about that, Of course, we all miss him. I know they missed him. Mr. Tom Hamilton couldn't be with him.
Yeah, I thought he would be there,
He's been ill. He's recovering. So they had a gentleman by the name of David Howell filling in on the bass who did a wonderful job.
Yes,
just
absolutely.
Absolutely great job.
He really did. And the thing is definitely that this was Joe Perry's song. This is Joe Perry's, you know, time to be able to get the spotlight of the show.
Right. He sang the entire song. I think the crowd liked it. Here again, the song just went too long.
I'm not a big jam kind of guy.
No.
I want the straightforward, play the song, move on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, again, the song went too long, but another part that I liked about it is, you know, that Joe Perry would swap back and forth with Brad Whitford on doing the solo leads on that, too. So it was pretty cool.
Right.
Well, I think, here again, Brad Whitford doesn't get his due.
I'm with you.
Joe Perry is phenomenal, not detracting from him, but Brad Whitford's a heck of a player, too.
You better believe it. He swaps those leads on several of the songs.
And he's just not the showman that Joe is, but he is a player.
He really is.
I tell you, without him and that band, the sound would definitely hurt.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Steven and Joe Perry, we see him walking up to the very front of that extended stage out into the crowd.
Sat down on some chairs.
Yeah, sat on chairs. Had a black acoustic 12-string guitar, which was very cool. And we're like, okay, what are they going to play that's acoustic from Aerosmith? And it was a very big surprise, wasn't it, Brian?
Very big. I mean, I thought they'd probably leave this out. I haven't heard it for a little while. From Get Your Wings, Seasons of Wither.
That would have been a perfect time for them to bring out like a melody of their hits, you know, especially if they could slow it down.
Just playing one song out of that, just put up kind of medley together, would have been probably a little bit better.
Yeah, a few snippets of a lot of stuff would have worked right here for me too. But
absolutely.
And that's me. That's
right.
That's us.
Yeah, but they kind of blended in with the theme there with the look-alike snow that was dropping down. So I mean, of course, it was windy, so it definitely came in play.
At this time, that mist was feeling like snow.
It did feel like it. Yes, it did.
Guys, by this time, I left the station. I was just trying to walk around, and I had some difficulty getting back to my seats because of the equipment I was carrying. And I got stuck in some unbelievable rain.
No fun.
And then they went into, if you don't know this next song,
then you don't know Aerosmith.
You've been living in a cave for 30 years.
That's exactly right, man.
Because it is their finest, grandest, most copied, most sung, most out there song.
Yes.
Dream On.
That's when it was time, but the crowd just took off, man. They were ready.
Oh, yeah. Massive sing-along. You can't get away from
it. Exactly. It was a big sing-along, exactly. And what is interesting is how big, how popular this song is off their first album.
Well, originally when they released it, it wasn't a big hit. It died a quick death.
Yeah.
And it just slowly built and built and built. And now it is their signature song.
Yeah, I would
say. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. But one thing I'll have to say, for Steven Tyler, he sounded as good as ever.
Yeah.
I mean, he really did. And he was really...
He was right on. His vocals were right on.
Well, there was some concern because he had a throat ailment for a while, where they actually had to cancel part of the tour.
That's exactly right.
And they were wondering if he could come back very, very strong, which I didn't see any doubt of that at all.
I mean,
he just nailed it. He could do every bit of screaming and screeching. And it was just beautifully.
It was.
He can work a crowd. He spends no time in any particular area. He'll go over here. He'll go left. He'll go forward. He'll go back. He'll work the cameraman off to the side.
He was looking straight at Brian when Brian took that picture of
him and
Joe Perry. I mean, it was just like he was just posing right there in front of him.
That's one of about five shots I got him
together.
Together right there.
Yeah.
I sent y'all one. So
pass the rest.
I didn't want to have y'all have a heart attack while you look all in.
I'm with you.
Great shots.
Great shot.
But from there, they went to a brand new song.
Brand new song off their new album.
It's actually off the Devil's Got a New Disguise, which is
a brand new best of.
Best of.
Yes.
Two CDs album with two new songs on it, which this is one of.
One of them, right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I showed a picture of the album cover look on the screen there.
Devil's Got a New Disguise.
Must have thrown up another pair of sunglasses or a cowboy hat, picked both of them up, took them and put them on, wore them for a while, and then threw them back out in the crowd.
Which cool. Is good if you can get back the ones you threw.
Exactly.
Right.
But once you throw it up on stage, it's fair game, bro.
That's exactly right.
It's fair game. When it comes back out, it's fair game.
That's right. That's right. And then they came out with another song called Rattlesnake Shake. That was a surprise. But the next song, Joe Perry over the side of the stage, and all of a sudden you see this tube go in his mouth, and I'm like, I know what song that's going to be.
Well, that's Sweet Emotion.
Nailed that one. It sounded absolutely great. Man, that was so good to hear that song.
I can tell you from where I was moving around. These guys were sitting in the nice reserve seats. I was moving back on the poor people's rainy hillside. And I was also going up back to the offices there at Starwood Amphitheater. I bet you could be a mile away and it would sound beautiful.
Two very, very nice looking girls. That Stephen allowed them to come up and dance.
Yeah, I turned around and they were both on stage. They came from the little extended part of the stage.
Right.
Stephen is known for that because last time Tom and I saw him, he pulled up a couple girls just to dance with him.
That's right. Same way.
And he's up there. He can tell he's just having a good time. He wants other people to have a good time too.
Right. Oh, there's no doubt about it. Right. I mean, that's one thing you can tell about Steven Tyler, man. He truly means that he's going to have a good time.
Right, and the crowd was. At that point in time, the crowd was just, I mean, unbelievable. Just
They really were. Yeah. They were loud by then. I mean, making a lot of noise.
They really were, man. It was just rocking. And then from there, it was kind of a surprise. I liked the song.
Well, a lot of slide.
A lot of slide
guitar on this song.
Yeah, I think Joe likes that slide guitar there a little bit.
The song they played was
Draw the Line. No, 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 no. Joe's got to love the song because of the slide, and he had a good time, and boy, he wore it out.
The song was all about him, too. I mean, it really showcased his guitar skills.
You ever notice when he really gets in the guitar, he bounces around like he's riding a pony?
He does.
He rides that one leg up and down, and he just can't stop. He's just got so much built-up energy. He's like,
he's ready to go
all over the place.
Well, that showed, too, because at the end of Draw the Line, Joe's out in front of the extended stage. He takes his shirt off. Of course, the girls go crazy. Then he starts beating the
guitar. He laid the guitar down on the floor and was whipping it with his shirt.
Yep. Remember, guys, it's about 42 degrees and drizzly rain blowing.
That's right. He's a little cold, I'm sure.
If you can do that, you're either hyped up a little bit or you've broken the sweat somehow, brother.
You got that exactly right, man.
I had my jacket right where it was.
Oh, it was cool.
Everybody was bundling up where we were at.
I didn't see anybody sweating, did you?
No.
No.
Well, all of a sudden, it got dark.
they left the stage.
And they left the stage, Jackson. Can you believe that?
Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine that. Oh, they took their time. They came back and they ran right in to a great song.
Back in the saddle.
Great to hear that song.
He broke into that part.
You know, I ain't gonna try that. It'll hurt me.
That's like, right. He hit that, man. I was waiting. I was wanting to hear what it sounded like, and he hit that. Oh man!
He was on.
That was unbelievable how he hit that. I said, well,
no throat ailment there.
That's right.
Exactly.
And Stephen got the crowd just singing away. Everybody's just loving the song.
There was a walkway that he used that went behind the back of the
drum riser.
Right. He circled it a couple times, but it really didn't come into play until this next song.
Which turns out to be the final song.
The very last song.
Which is Walk This Way. I tell you what, that was the boogie-woogie just really jamming into it, because everybody knows that song.
The screen was showing a video of Nashville Next Exit, and I'm sure that they do that at every
venue. But that's kind of cool, because it personalizes
it. It does. Exactly right. It gets the crowd really going, and then all of a sudden, a very high-definition picture of a flag pops up, and there's Joe Perry with a red, white, and blue guitar standing center stage, starting the song off.
That was very cool of guitar, too. I mean, there's some thought going into that song and what they did. I mean, it really was cool.
They do like so many other bands do. And the last thing they did after the song, saying thank you, thank you, thank you, they again introduced all the members in the band by one and said thank you for the very wonderful evening. We could hope it could have been a little warmer for everybody.
Yeah, they did. They did say that, because Steve's like, man, I really applaud yourself because y'all stuck it through a very cold night.
Yeah, cold, drizzly, rainy night. He realizes that, and he realizes there's about 2/3 of the crowd was uncovered up on that hill.
Oh, no doubt.
Probably got about 6,000 colds the next day.
Oh, you know that for sure. And I tell you what, diehard Aerosmith fans, aren't they?
A lot of the people we talked to actually had kids, of course, that are teenagers by now. The kids are big fans of these bands because their parents are.
Right. Their parents probably been listening to it since, well, it's probably as long as we have, you know, just passing on to the next generation.
That's exactly right.
And Aerosmith has already stead the course. I mean, they had their problems for a while.
As every band has had, but...
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, talk about coming back with a vengeance.
They did. They came back strong, man.
I'll tell you, they are a strong band. They are Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. They deserve every bit of it.
Amen on that.
Their showmanship is phenomenal. The players are phenomenal. Tom Hamilton, we wish you could have been there, buddy.
Oh, man. You're right. We did miss you, man.
We did miss you.
But your brethren carried on very well.
You did a very good job.
So absolutely. You'd be proud of them, man.
Well, now comes to the show where we rate the show.
First off, Aerosmith split this bill. I don't think they needed to. I wish it would have been just them.
Oh,
I got to be straight with you. I want just them.
Can you imagine two and a half hours of Aerosmith? That would be
two and a half hour show. That's what I want. We got about 1 hour and 20 minutes. That's a little bit of a negative to me. And nothing taken away from the other band, but I'd rather just had Aerosmith. They left off what I consider are quite a few songs. But then again, I think all of us here can agree they left off some song we really wanted to hear. The staging was wonderful. The lights were great.
Mm-hmm.
The vocals were phenomenal. Playing, extraordinary. And all in all, the only thing negative I can give it is length of time. And I still call it about a 9.5.
Wow. That's something up there, Brian. Okay, Mike. What do you think, man? Mike Folger.
Well, this was only my second time to see Aerosmith, believe it or not. I didn't see Aerosmith until the first time about 5 years ago in Las Vegas. And they shared the stage with another group that was just right on at the time. But I really enjoyed the show. I would have to second everything that Brian said. The lights were good. I enjoyed the video, the HD video screen on the back. I wish they had played some other songs other than what they did. But I agree with Brian. They could have stood on their own. 2.5 hours of Aerosmith. Quality of the lights, the quality of the vocals, of the band. It was just right on. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Enjoyed being part of this podcast.
And, right on, man. We had a good time, man.
Kind of bring back some old memories. Yeah, I would have to agree. 9.5.
Wow, that's up there.
It was. It was right on. And
well, you know, going to my point of view, I'm not going to be as high. Again, I mean, Aerosmith. I mean, they're really, really good. I mean, I would see them every time they come to Nashville. They just put on one heck of a show. Yeah, Steven's voice, probably the best I've heard him ever. I mean, he really was on it. We were a little leery about him being able to sing as well because he had that throat problem earlier in the season. But, man, I tell you what, he's as energetic. Joe Perry, I tell you what, man, you still rock. You really entertain. Yes, we miss you, Tom Hamilton. Brad Winford, again, we said it earlier, man. I tell you what, without him, the sound wouldn't be there. And we didn't talk much about Joey Kramer. I tell you what, man. Joey,
a guy who can anchor it all, huh?
Oh, man, he really can. He's just with it and a band being together. You know, we're looking at 30 years. Yes. Yeah, they had a little bit of, you know, leaving here and leaving there. But otherwise, you can tell that these band members get along and they have a good time. And it really, you can see it in there.
It was a bunch of friends having a good time.
You could tell that. You really could tell that. That really means a lot. You can really see that. Yes, I would love to be able to pick out your set list, guys. I mean, yes, there's so many songs.
We're glad to do it.
We're glad to do it. If you're hearing this podcast, we'd love to show you how we would love for you to be able to put on some of your best songs you got out there, old and new. I mean, you've got it all. Yes, I would rather see you by yourself, too. I agree, guys. I mean, because I'd love to see two and a half hours of Aerosmith by themselves. They don't need an opening band. They're too big to be able to have that. One suggestion is I'd love to see, like, a melody of their hits. Maybe play 30 seconds and go into the next one. They've got so many out there. But 13 songs, guys, just doesn't cut it. I mean, it was a little frustrating that so many songs we talked about that, oh, my gosh, they didn't play this. They didn't play Mama Ken. Oh, my God, Train Kept a Rolling. And we can keep going and going with that. And it's very disappointing knowing that those are just their best classic hits out there that we'd love to hear a little bit more. But I'm going to give it probably a 9.0. Yes, guys, highly see this tour. They're in about the middle of their tour, and highly recommend them. I mean, they still got it together, and we truly enjoyed the show.
Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Absolutely.
Put your little pinpoint on the map for us.
Love to hear it.
And the other thing, please vote for us on Podcast Alley.
That's right.
We need your votes. We want your votes. We require your votes.
That's right. So just do it, okay?
And comments.
That's right.
Positive comments. The negative ones, we'll filter over to Mike.
That's right. Just send that to Mike at ConcertBlast.com.
Mike at ConcertBlast.com. The good stuff sent to either and or Brian and Tom.
That's right. That's exactly right. But guys, yeah, absolutely. We do want to know what we can do better. If we're not doing something right, let us know, because we definitely want to make it the most fantastic top podcast out there in the world.
If you're thinking about going and seeing the show, we're giving you our honest opinion.
And
I'm going to say that, our honest opinion.
That's okay? Exactly right. So we try to be fair about it all. We definitely wanted more, but here's what some of the people that we talked to thought about the show.
Okay, all right. What do you think about Aerosmith?
I thought they were amazing. The best I've seen in years.
Wow. How about you, sir?
They were great. I've never seen them before, and it was awesome. So, yeah.
Right. So what do you think was the best part of the show?
All the blues numbers they played. They sounded amazing. The last time I saw them, it wasn't anything close to this.
How many times have you seen them?
5 times. This is my 5th time.
Wow. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm KP, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
That'll work, man.
Have a good night.
We'll talk to you soon. Hey, girls, what do you think of the show?
It's awesome.
What do you think?
It was awesome.
Aerosmith rocks, huh? What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kim. I'm from Clarksville.
Clarksville, and you?
Christina. Clarksville.
Good
yeah.
Deal. Have a good one, man.
Take care. Have a good time.
All right. We were wondering where Brian was tonight, and finally got a hold of him on the cell phone, and they would not let him back in where we were sitting because of his camera work. So we'll talk to him in a little bit and see what happened. How'd y'all like the show?
It's good.
Where you rocking, huh? What about you, sir?
Loved it. Where are you from?
We are from Concert Blast. You ever heard of us?
Yeah, I have.
There you go.
I'm 43 years old, and it brought back a lot of good memories.
I'm 43.
You're not going to admit to that, are you?
The last song was my age group.
We're older than that. So.
Yeah, believe it or not. That's right. I'll have a good one.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's Brian. looks like he's a little wet, got a towel across his head. What happened here, Brian?
Oh, yeah, I got a towel. That's the only good thing, man. I'm soaked from head to toe. I'm cold. I got a temperature. My nose is running, man.
Well, we're dry, aren't we, Mike?
Your camera equipment is dry.
Yeah, that's right, man. We made sure of that.
I had to put it in there, man. No, I tried to walk back through, and there's a macho chick in there. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go sit down.
Yeah, I got this media pass here, buddy.
She said, not with that camera, you're not. She said, you can either put that camera up or I can take your media pass away from you. I said, I'm going to go up that way.
Oh, man.
So I walked up there, pouring down freaking rain, rivers of water walking through the place. I said, man, I ain't going to put everything in jeopardy. I just walked away.
Oh, man.
So I went up. I talked with Charles for a while and Steve and stuff like that, sat around, petted that big horse of a dog they got in the office, you know.
Yeah, we saw him earlier. Your feet look a little wet there.
I was in the office. I went like that, and I was wringing my jacket out.
Yeah, me and Mike were looking over the side. They said, man, it's pouring out right now.
I looked out, and I saw the rain. It was pouring. I was like,
that's pouring. That's when I came out. I said, well, I just walked back in there and said, it's okay, man. It's not no big deal. She's just doing what she's supposed to be doing.
That's probably true, man. Yeah.
So I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to stay warm.
They give me this dang towel. It stinks, but it's warm. I said, I think about five other people must use this towel before they toss it off to me.
At least you got one, right?
Yeah, it is cold.
It is definitely very cold.
Let's say if it was 5 degrees cooler, we'd be walking out in the snow.
That's right. There she is again.
Hello, how
are
you?
What's your name, ma'am?
Wanda.
Wanda from where?
Nashville.
From Nashville?
Yeah.
What do you do here at Starwood?
Oh, I'm security.
You're security?
Yeah.
You're awful short for security.
That's all right.
So what did you think of the show?
Well, it was awesome for everybody else, but I had to stand here and work.
At least you got paid for, right? Yeah. Didn't cost you to come in.
Could you hear it okay, though? Could you at least hear it?
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good part of it.
I heard
that's
it,
a good
and
part.
I met a lot of people who were important.
Cool. Important people, that's right. Like us, right?
Yes, I'm always
that's right.
He
see?
Was going to come over and hassle me when he walked by because we
oh,
see
wow.
each other all the time.
That's
but
right.
But we didn't get a chance.
You got to try to do something about the heat in this building. It's just too airy.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hello.
You would think with all the bodies that we had tonight, yeah. it would have been comfortable. But then Mother Nature didn't like us.
She didn't cooperate at all. And
no,
now,
not a bit.
Now it's not raining.
No. Hey, but
it's not raining now.
But it's still windy and it's...
Boy, you're wet.
Oh, well, I had a free-for-all out here yeah. and everything else. And these two yeah. burly guys decided to go at it, and I stood right here between them, and I said, not here.
Not here, man.
Whoa. Get down the street, right?
That's true.
Good deal. We'll see you next year, okay?
Okay. We'll
take
be
care.
Here. You take
all
care.
All right, check out the website, okay?
Oh, yes, I will.
All right, have a good one.
Well, that's the end of the season at Starwood, isn't it?
That is the end of the season. It's ending a cold season, isn't it?
End of a cold season. It's got about between 40 and 45 degrees out here, drizzly rain. I had a great show with Aerosmith, and I tell you, I'm very happy to be out here with my buddies Tom and Mike, and for Brian Hasbrook.
And Tom Thompson and
Michael Fulgham.
And Mike Arnold.
That's right, Mike. We miss you tonight, man. But for Concert Blast, signing off. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.